Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the American Arts and Culture Review. Clay's not here, it's just me and Rod. What's up, Rod?
Hey, wait, how's it going? This is a fun song.
Yeah, you can tell this, the song is fun, and Clay would hate this kind of music.
He famously hates tooting on the horn. What is this?
It's called sax play. Sax play. Just some really good saxophone music. So Clay is gone because he got his hand stuck in the toilet, as some of y'all might know from my Instagram.
Well, can Clay post it sometimes? This is the third time this has happened.
Yeah, it's third time. So, I'm going to turn up our mics just a little bit. Basically, the jaws of life are really, they're at their wits' end with Clay because this guy won't stop calling him to get his hand out the toilet, because sometimes this guy drops some hard diesel in the toilet and he needs to get it out of the toilet so he can take picture of it.
You don't want to flush that down until you've taken the pick.
Exactly. So that's what's going on with Clay. Jaws of Life guys are really upset with him. They're annoyed.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize that. Like, the Jaws of Life, that's an independent company. It's just one guy.
Yeah, there's one guy in LA who does it, so you got to call him.
Mm-hmm. And his name is Brian from Family Guy.
Yeah, it's Brian from Family Guy, the dog.
Remember how that just like rocked your world, that a dog could just be named like a normal name?
I had a dog named Katie.
Yeah, see, that's funny. Like, there was nothing funnier than like a dog named Kevin or something as a kid. Oh my God, you kidding me?
I think a cat with a normal name is really funny, because like you call the cat over and then they never come, so you're just yelling a name out.
Is that because cats are dumb?
I think it's just because they just don't care.
They're detached.
Yeah.
They're sort of like the fucking younger generation.
Oh, yeah. It's like millennials.
They don't care about anything.
Zoomers. Let's talk about Zoomers.
Millennials. These fucking guys couldn't care less about anything, so those fucking assholes, fuck them. I'll fuck them up if they talk to me.
Do you think one of them ever talked to you?
A Zoomer?
Yeah.
No! If a Zoomer came up to me, I'd karate chop him in the Adam's apple.
Any of them?
Any of those guys.
What if they needed directions?
Mm-mm.
I'd say no.
How old are you? When were you born after 96?
What Zoomers are?
Something like that. They say, yeah, I was born in 98. I say, all right, well, say goodbye to your... say goodbye to your... Adam's apple, bitch. I'm going to fuck you up in public.
And I think it's legal. I think you can legally fuck up a Zoomer in public.
In Trump's America, you could. All right, so we got some questions from y'all. Probably a lot, way too many questions. So I'm sorry in advance. We can't. I asked for questions that we know Clay would, that people think Clay might not like. So Clay doesn't like any questions about like Batman or...
Right.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't know if Clay even likes questions at all.
He actually hates every time we want to do this. He doesn't care for that.
Yeah.
At all.
He wants to yell at the keyboard.
But he's not yelling at the keyboard. Now, since we got the keyboard back, we want him to yell. We know, listeners. You know, since I took over the social media, I'm way more in on what's going on.
You're tuned in.
I'm tuned in, and they miss Clay yelling, and he's not really... It's pretty rare that he's yelling these days. Sometimes he does it. He gives us just a little...
Maybe we gotta go back to the Forever Dog studio.
We might, yeah.
I think that's where he feels most at home yelling.
I think you're right. With Alec.
Yeah. Hanging out with Alec and the gang.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really when Clay can do all of his good yelling.
Mm-hmm.
I think he feels too responsible to yell when he's got all the equipment and stuff.
That's true. I'm telling you right now, I'm in charge of this technology shit. I don't give a fuck.
You don't?
No, I don't want to yell because Mitra's in the other room working.
Oh.
But I don't give a fuck about this, and I don't care if people can hear me.
I'd like people to be able to hear me.
I don't care. If they want to hear me, they'll really listen.
They'll turn it up.
But I'm pretty sure people can hear us. If you can't hear us, DM Rod and he'll come over and he'll tell you what he said on the podcast.
Yeah, I'm going to let you know what we talked about. Because yeah. I remember this stuff.
Yeah. Well, okay, so the first thing is, what superpower would you want? I've thought about this a lot, and it's definitely breathe underwater. And, like, I don't want my skin to get all fucked up from being underwater all the time. So, mm-hmm. like, it's really two powers that like, Aquaman has.
Oh, so, like, you would not get wrinkled skin? Mm-hmm. You wouldn't get pruney underwater?
No, because that's a power that they don't talk about with Aquaman. It's, like, he also somehow has skin that doesn't get all fucked up.
Yeah, he's already got pre-wet skin, I think.
Very hydrated already.
Yeah, he's staying wet, so he's
mm-hmm.
good.
Mm-hmm. Yo, but how are they fucking if that pussy ain't getting wet?
I mean, it's already.
It's wet different. It's not the healthy kind of wet.
You're right. Maybe they got some sort of special lube.
Yeah, please tweet us how they fucking if that pussy ain't getting wet, or tweet that to Rod and Rod will come over and he'll listen to whatever your explanation is.
Yeah, if you DM that to me, I'm obligated to go over to your house and listen to you tell me the explanation of it.
I'm 26 years old, and even now I still feel weird saying pussy. Unless I'm talking about a bitch, like a person who's a wimp.
Oh, okay.
Eat pussy is.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really feel very comfortable saying it, so I'm not going. I'm actually not going to say it.
You know what this younger generation of Zoomers does is they say fuck. They're like, we fucked.
Uh-huh.
My group of friends didn't say that coming up.
We fucked?
I was like, we hooked up.
Yeah.
But I was not like, we fucked.
Dude, we fucked.
Yeah.
I don't say that.
What's your power, Rod?
Probably like telekinesis.
Oof. Wait, what's that?
It's like, pick things up and...
Right.
But I could also lazy. Like fly and stuff.
Because you can pick your own body up.
Yeah.
Right, that's really lazy.
I think that's what Jean Grey does. I think it's cool.
It is. It's pretty cool, but it's also like really lazy. And Rod only wants that so that he never has to do any work and he never has to help people ever again.
I can lay in a bed all day.
Yeah, and if somebody needs your help...
I float my bed over there.
No, but what if they're actually just like...
All right, tell me a way that somebody might need my help that I won't be able to help them with my telekinesis powers. I don't think I think I could help people plenty. Straight from my bed.
They need help. They broke their wrists. They need help washing their hair.
I think I could. That might be hard with telekinesis.
Yeah, because that's delicate. Liquid.
That's delicate stuff.
Yeah. So they need ass ache.
Oh, I don't know if I could do that.
You could telekinesize someone else's tongue.
Can I?
With their consent.
Right. You'd have to ask
into
them.
Someone's butthole. Or asshole, some people say.
Into the asshole, yes. Or the butthole. All
right, so Rod obviously is using his powers for weird shit.
No, isn't
whereas weird. I just want to talk to go down there and play with the fish.
I'd be like flying around. It'd be fun.
Oh, that's the other part of my power is that I would like to have the eyes where I don't need to wear goggles.
Right. I think it's like you get all of the underwater stuff.
I don't really want to talk to these fish, though. I don't want to know what they're thinking.
Yeah, I don't think you got to talk to them.
They're cold, to be honest. Oh, that's the other part of my power is I would want to be warm.
Right.
In the water all the time.
That does make sense.
I hate cold water. By the way, guys, Rod has his hair parted down the middle, probably because of the outrageous fan reaction to the meme that I posted the other day. And not even only one person supported the side part. Isn't that crazy?
Only one person supported it?
Yeah, literally one out of all 20 comments. I'm sorry, Rod, but that you have to wear the hair how the haircut was designed, or else it's rude. You think I'm rude being so obsessed with it, but it's like taking a photographer, like a really beautiful photo, and putting a filter over it. That's what you do when you part your hair from the side.
Well, sometimes you put the filter over it, it does kind of look, it looks a little better.
You're wrong.
You make it maybe a black and white photo now.
Mm-mm. You've never been more wrong. You know what I love is when people have a show poster for like a comedy show and they put a filter on top of it.
Mm, that's nice. Yeah.
Like, let me make this better. Let me make this person's art better real fast with with some Valencia.
Remember Toaster? Do people?
I don't know. I think people made fun of Toaster too much, and so they don't use it anymore.
That's sad.
Yeah. Okay, next up. Let's do Wit. Fellow Alabamian, Alaskan Tush here. Do you roll Tide or War Eagle? I roll Tide. Absolute roll Tide. But also, you know, War Eagle.
But
too.
Sometimes you get War Eagle.
I don't give a fuck.
I mean, you're not a sports guy.
I don't care about sports.
When Alabama is good, you maybe like to...
I like the story of Alabama or Auburn. I like, you know, obviously if they're fighting each other, I'm going to go with Alabama because my dad went to Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really care. I like college football. If I had to pick a sport, it would be college SEC football because the story is nice of like the kid gets to go to the
school
and then hopefully he wins big and
gets a pro contract.
And then his mom is happy for him. Yeah. His dad cries. I like that story. And then once they become pro, I'm like, I don't care.
Now they're making too much money. You don't care?
I don't care once people become rich as much.
I guess
unless makes there's
sense.
Like a nice story to it, like I did this because my friend has cancer or something like that. Like I won the game for him or her, but either
could be. It could be.
I just imagine imagining basketball guys, and you know they like hanging out with the fellas.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Alabama or Auburn?
I mean, I guess you and Clay are both Alabama, so I guess Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just because I don't really have any. I guess I used to like USC football,
right?
But that's California,
and because you're from you grew up in Hollywood.
Well, I didn't grow up in. I grew up a few hours north of LA, so
of Hollywood.
Yeah.
So if you wanted at any moment, you could have been cast in a Crossfire commercial for the board game.
I mean, yeah, I guess so. I guess I blame my mom for not getting me in the Crossfire commercial, not taking me down to the auditions.
My mom asked me once if I wanted to be a Gap kid. She said they're doing auditions in Pensacola, and I said, yeah, absolutely. This is when I was like 9 or something.
This is my
10. I must have been 10. I said, absolutely. Can I dye my hair blonde? And she said, sure. And I dyed my hair blonde, and it turned orange.
Mm-hmm.
It looked awful. And then the next day, we were supposed to go, and I think she blew it. She either forgot or looking back, maybe she thought I looked too stupid. I was going to make a fool out of myself.
So you were very excited about being a Gap kid.
Yeah, I thought that would be my in to showbiz.
Even when as a young kid, you wanted to be in showbiz?
Yes, dude.
Well, I thought it was like a little bit older, like you were a teen.
No. I wanted to be in showbiz, baby. When I was a kid, my mom played at a celebrity golf tournament. Her band played. And the two celebrities who were there were Mr. Belding from Saved by the Bell, who my mom actually started dating and would call our house all the time. And I'd be like, this is my
ticket. Life a movie. You'd say that.
Yeah, my life a movie right now. And this is how I'm going to become an actor is the guy who was on a sitcom 15 years ago. Is going to...
He's got the ends. Yeah.
But really who I was like super stoked on was the dude who played the guy who is the bad guy in I Know What You Did Last Summer. So like the guy in the raincoat.
Okay. And he...
He was there.
I don't even know what he looks like.
He looks like a man, just a tall man. And I was just like, holy shit, that is him. Just like pacing, trying to think of like what to say. I was 10. I never talked to him, but I saw him at the table eating some cocktail shrimp.
And you thought you had maybe had the opportunity to go up to him and be like, excuse me, sir, I love your work.
I love your work.
Can you teach me?
Do you know, point me in the direction of, you know, where to...
Can I talk to your agent?
Point me in the direction of your agent or a headshot photographer. I was so stupid when I moved to LA, I didn't know what a headshot was. And someone said, I was like, how do I be an actor? They said, you got to get a headshot. And I was like, what in the fuck? My first thought was Halo.
You're talking about fucking Halo with me?
That's what I thought. I was such a damn fool. When I hear other people move in LA, I am every time, without a doubt, the dumbest of any story I've ever heard.
Well, I think it just goes to show how not in the world of it you were.
No. All right. What are the best frozen Trader Joe's items? I don't know. I don't ever go to Trader Joe's. Probably blueberries or something.
I like the Trader Joe's, like the orange chicken, that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah, the dumplings. I like that.
Oh, the dumplings are really good. I don't know. There's like a bunch of. It's all basically pretty good crap.
It's all good crap. I'm a Sprouts man. We talked about this with Christian. What are you, Rod?
I usually just go to Vons because it's $2.
You're a Vons guy. I'm a Sprouts man.
I'm just wherever's closest to me.
Yeah, I like Sprouts. There's not a lot of people there ever, and they got the candy section and the coffee section that I love.
Sprouts is pretty nice. I like it.
Yeah, but those dumplings for me, and Rod likes the orange chicken. Great establishment there at Trader Joe's. Our favorite kind of animal? You know, I don't know. I like a dumbass dog or a monkey. A monkey who's like eating a piece of a hot dog or something really fast is always really good.
Monkeys are pretty good. I like dolphins, I guess.
Dolphin, I love a dolphin, especially if I have my powers and we can hang out and we wouldn't be able to communicate because I don't want that part of the power.
Right.
But
we could you swim fast?
We would swim together. That would be great if I could swim fast.
You could swim like a little bit faster than normal.
That's icing on
the
cake.
A little bit faster than Michael Phelps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have super speed.
Yeah,
like Momoa. You're not
just like, I don't have, just flying through the water?
Yeah. But maybe if I work really hard, I can figure that out.
Yeah. You probably got to find Willem Dafoe.
Yeah, so he can train me. We don't need to see that in that movie. I liked that movie, too. I thought it was actually kind of fun. But we don't need to see the training stuff. We get it.
Yeah.
We understand what his powers are.
Aquaman's pretty much done.
Yeah. He figured it out.
Maybe have Dafoe come in and just, like, you kind of just are happy to see him because he's your friend.
Yeah. We love Dafoe. But we don't need to see him getting trained that he can, like, spin something fast. I can't even remember what it was, but it was stupid. That was an absolute blast watching that movie, though.
Oh, yeah. It's really fun.
Yeah. So you're a monkey guy, too.
Yeah, monkey, dolphin.
Monkey, dolphin, right?
Whale. There's fun guys.
Ooh, whale. You know people have a fear of whale eyes? That's a phobia that is pretty common.
Because they're big?
I don't know. People have like a whale eye phobia. This is a true thing. That I used to have a friend who had this phobia, and we went on a whale watching thing, and she didn't realize until she saw the eye, and then it freaked her out, and she couldn't stop thinking about it. And then she looked it up, and it's a common thing.
What the hell?
Because whale eyes are creepy, dude. That's just.
I feel like I must have seen one.
Have you ever seen a whale in real life, in public?
Yeah, but I don't know if I've seen one like just like poke its head out, where you really get a good look at it. Like I've seen like the blue whales. Just kind of like, you know, they go up and then go down real quick.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really get a good look.
Right.
Look into their eye.
Yeah, their eyes are probably closed because they know about people's phobia.
They don't want to scare nobody.
Yeah. Why don't Rod part his hair in the middle like the haircut was intended?
Oh, I did it. I'm doing it right now.
He looks really good.
It's just that I'm very lazy a lot of the time.
Rod's lazy, which you've probably already gathered because his superpower is the laziest. Jean Grey, I know that she goes through a lot, becoming Phoenix and all that stuff, and she's like clearly pretty traumatized by her powers, but she's also a fucking lazy asshole who needs to get off her ass just because she can float shit around with her telekinesis. And she has some problems doesn't mean I'm going to forgive her for being a lazy asshole.
I don't think I'd be that lazy. I think I'd just be floating around in my bed.
It sounds like you want a magic carpet. That's your superpower.
That would be nice, yeah.
Yeah.
Good way to get around, I think.
Yeah. How do you like to spend your Sundays? I'll guess what Rod likes to do if he's not at work. Plays the video game. walks to get some type of food, twitches for a second. Maybe he has some time. He can go have dinner amongst friends at a restaurant. Delta variant style. Sort of accepting that.
You're like, well, maybe I'll get it again.
Maybe I'll get COVID again, even though I'm vaxxed and I already had it. And I'll get it, and I'll kind of have a cold.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still fucking annoying. Delta variant Rod. I'm Delta variant Rod.
And then I got to go, I guess, take another couple weeks off work.
Yep. Is that your dream Sunday?
And usually on Sundays, I do a Twitch stream. I do a dinner stream where I eat dinner with...
Amongst friends?
Yeah, amongst the friends in the chat.
The chatters.
The chatters, yeah. They're all there. Heltran's there. Yeah, for all my friends.
What about the rest of the stuff, though, that I said?
It's probably pretty close. I definitely go on a walk. Probably go to the store. Maybe get something to eat for breakfast.
By yourself?
Sometimes.
What do you do?
For breakfast?
Yeah, by yourself when you go to eat.
You sit at the counter.
What counter? Are you insane?
You sit at the counter at the breakfast place.
What place?
Just anywhere that has a counter.
Oh, my God.
Usually I'll go, sometimes I'll text Buddy and get breakfast with him.
Do you look at your phone?
Yes. I'm looking at my phone the whole time.
Can you believe I used to get breakfast by myself all the time and I've never had a phone to look at?
That's fucked up.
I was just probably hoping a celebrity would walk by or something.
Oh, I was probably, you know, I think you were doing, looking at LA Weekly.
Oh, yeah. I would just look through every goddamn page of that.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
What the fuck? I used to look at a newspaper.
It's really strange to think about looking at LA Weekly like I used to do.
That's sad.
Being like, oh, what shows are coming up?
Yeah.
What concert do I want to go to?
Oh, concert, yeah. Oh, I've seen Bright Eyes 2 times. I've seen Japanese Breakfast 3 times. I'm seeing Waxahachie 2 times. This just accidentally happened.
So...
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome. Thank you.
They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live. At the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
What's going on? So is Waxahachie or...
Well, so I bought tickets to see Bright Eyes in New York with Mitra. I'm kind of doing that classic thing where you're like forcing your girlfriend to do something or to like the thing that you like, even though she doesn't have any attachment to it. But we hit the jackpot because... She really likes Waxahachie and Lucy Dacus. I think is how you say her last name. And these people are amazing. I'm stoked. And Japanese Breakfast. Japanese Breakfast is also playing in Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're playing in LA. And I got tickets to see Bright Eyes also in Birmingham because my friends in Alabama wanted to go. And Bright Eyes, you know, they haven't toured in like 10 years or something. So I thought might as well see them while I got a shot.
Oh, yeah. You got to go see them.
And I need to visit my family anyway, so.
I saw Bright Eyes in Santa Barbara.
And it was life-changing?
It was definitely a really great show. I don't know if it was life-changing.
Do you think Connor Oberst is a bad singer?
No, I think he's great.
Because some people are really don't like that voice.
Oh.
The whole voice.
I mean, yeah, I can understand that, I guess, but... I think it's great. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
It has a real, it's got that Americana kind of country thing that I do like.
I like that too. And I like it when people make a choice with their voice. This is my problem because I'm finishing up recording my new album and I decided to sing with no affectation on this album. Zero. So I'm just singing in my like normal voice. It's embarrassing. People like Connor.
If you guys know, I mean, if you guys have listened to Witt's music, you know that he typically sings in kind of a British accent.
A British deep voice, which is an accident. I did that because I thought it was funny, and then, you know, I got to do a stand-up special, and I got to put out an album, and I was like, well, I guess I'll just go all in with this. And then I realized, like, well, God damn it, this isn't how I sing. I just was doing this to distract from, like, maybe some heavy subject matter. Looking back, I maybe regret it, but at the same time, maybe it's a funny story. But now I'm like, well, I'll just sing in my real voice, but I haven't done it in a long time. And I'm like, God damn it, this... I just sound like a child.
I kind of feel like even when you were in bands before, you'd kind of put on a voice.
Yeah, yeah. I would be like blues guy.
Yeah, you'd try and have a deeper voice than you normally
do. I always wanted my voice to be a little bit deeper than it is. But the fact is that I sound like a kind of like a child. And so it's going to turn a lot of people off no matter what.
I think people will like it.
Yeah. I hope so. Dear God. My Sunday, I just like to skate, get some pals together, skate, and if people are down to go to Hooters, you know, that's my dream.
Just going to Hooters on a Sunday?
Go skate all day, go to Hooters in the evening.
Is there only the one Hooters now?
Yeah, pretty much. That's the closest Hooters is in South Bay, or no, North Bay? Downey.
Downey?
And it's like, what, 30, 45 minutes?
Yeah, late? Yeah. It's actually not too bad.
But it's kind of worth it because it's great service and great food.
Yeah.
Whereas the one in Burbank was running on fumes.
Well, it's like one of those things, like in L.A., Hooters is a bad restaurant.
Right.
But in a different place, Hooters is like maybe one of their better restaurants mm-hmm. in town.
Where me and Claire are from, Hooters is badass. That food comes out piping hot. Everybody's happy as fuck to be there.
Nothing sticky.
It's awesome, dude. It's great. Love Hooters. I will open a Hooters. If I ever become like successful in like that Ben Affleck kind of way.
Uh-huh.
Like, I promise you right now, I will write it in blood that I'll open a Hooters in the center of LA. But it will be optional. To be sexy, if you want, sure. Uh-huh. If you want to be sexy, we'll hire men and women. If you want to be sexy and hot, awesome. Or you can dress as an owl, or like wear an owl themed hat. And I will revolutionize Hooters.
You think you could fix it? You're looking at Hooters right now, and you're like, I could fix her.
Yeah, no fucking question, dude. I mean, sure, it's cool to go in there and you see a bunch of smoking hot babes. But, dude, if you go in there and you see a guy who has the body that you could only dream of, that inspires you, at least with me.
Yeah.
I see a dude who has a cool haircut and the dream body. I'm like, what? I want that. And I think about it a lot, and it inspires me. Or I see a person who's satisfied with how they look. They love themselves, and they just want to wear an owl, funny owl hat mm-hmm. and, like, a Hooters shirt.
Yeah.
That rules. That's funny. I want the hat. I want the merch.
And you get so that's a new merch. That's a new revenue for Hooters, the yes. hats. Because the shirts, they sell. People love the shirts.
Oh, my God. And we're going back to the classic logo. None of this, like, straight-lined,
oh, I hate
bold
line. I hate the straight-line logos. They ruin everything with that shit.
Get rid of it. Learn from Pizza Hut. They went back to their old logo.
Yeah, go back.
Fuck you, Hooters.
I love Hooters.
Hooters. But don't fuck you, but...
But let's fix it.
Let's fix it. Okay. What skate trick were you most excited to land? A tray flip. I'm just happy that I learned how to do them. And, you know, that I don't know if anybody... I made a whole YouTube video about how I've never been able to land them. So check that out. But I can't believe I know how to do those now. And it's like I'm not naturally talented at anything. It takes a lot of work all the time for me, and that's how everything I've ever been passionate about has been. And I decided I would learn how to do a tray flip, and it took me about one full year. So, like, every time you see me do one of those bad boys on Instagram, a 360 flip, that know that that was a one full year of trying, all of COVID. A lot of blood, sweat, and tears went into that trick.
One time I did an ollie.
Rod, you've done all kinds. Rod, the last time I remember you really skating is you just bombed that hill like a madman in like some shoes that were made out of paper or something.
Yeah. They were like some like really cheap like KED knockoffs.
Yeah. And Rod bombed the hill And he made it, and we were like, holy fuck. And then right when you got to the bottom of it, you got speed wobbles, and you ate shit, and your shoes exploded.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was good stuff.
But I've never seen a person's shoes explode. They didn't explode off him. Like, they, the fabric exploded.
Yeah, they, like, ripped apart, just, like, fully, like, ripped apart.
That was crazy. Okay, does Clay actually like candy? Yes, he likes candy. He's obsessed with candy.
He truly does love candy.
He's been obsessed with candy since he was a child. Since I've known Clay, his whole family loves candy.
Sour candies especially, Clay loves them.
Yeah. What am I going to get for Clay for Christmas? And Rod. Oh, what are y'all getting Clay for Christmas? I don't know.
I don't usually get anybody anything.
Yeah, to be honest... Maybe, oh, what did I get you all?
You got those shoes. Yeah.
I got Clay and Rod some shoes for Christmas last year, and they've never worn them.
I've worn them.
I've never seen either of them wear the shoes, so I'm not going to get them anything this year.
I'll figure something out nice for Clay. Yeah. And probably Whit.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to do my best, because I'm going to win a bunch of money, so I'm going to have a...
How are you winning money?
Because I'm going to be hot.
Oh, right, yeah. Oh, man. I wonder if we've gotten any more. I don't run the Patreon. Clay is still in charge of that, so I don't know if this social media shit has been helping.
Oh, it definitely has been helping.
People have been subscribing?
Yeah, I think we probably have like 10 to 15 new Patreon guys and gals.
Artists is what you're called. Artists. So please subscribe to that, because that's where we get down to the nitty gritty and give our real opinions about shit.
Yeah, if you want to hear our real opinions on The Dark Knight, you're going to have to tune into the Patreon.
Yeah.
And it's that we love it.
Yeah. Okay, which one of you deserves to be canceled the most? Clay? Question mark? No, probably not Clay. Probably not Clay, or it's me.
Did you?
Yeah, there's the most documented evidence of me doing bad things, probably, of when I was like 18.
Oh, okay.
Being in LA as an actor and...
Oh, like doing like shitty dumb shit?
Doing parts and saying things on camera that are regrettable, probably.
But I don't think that's like to be canceled over.
Right. I don't think any of us really.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a lot of dirt on any of us, but if there is dirt, it's probably on me. Because I think nothing against you and Clay. I wish I was like this, but I probably put myself out there in a different kind of like... That there leaves a lot more room to be kind of scrutinized because I was here at such a young, naive time period.
And also, me and Clay have never tried to make it in the same way that you have.
Tried to, yeah. Well, you're not wrong about that.
I mean, you are successful. You are very much successful, but me and Clay have just never tried, so.
Well, Rod. That's not true. Rod was the first one of anybody to be good at comedy. That's true.
I can't, like, I was okay at stand-up.
Rod figured out how to do comedy way faster than anybody else. And then he abandoned it because it was too easy for him. Is that why?
No, I don't think that's why.
Oh.
I think I just, I don't know, I thought I was bad at it.
Rod! You gotta love yourself.
Yeah, see, that's my problem, I think.
Yeah, I guess I understand that. Me too, pal. Okay. Thanks, Dana Scully, for all those questions. By the way,
were all these from Dana Scully?
No, these Jerry Cena, Monarch Ohanian, Max Friedman. What the fuck? Papa Romantic. Sorry, my phone went nuts. Alaskan Tush, Rambo Sambo. Yeah, thanks for all these questions so far. Do you like Lake Superior Gym? Do you like being near water? Do you surf? I love being around water if it's warm. And I surf. I used to surf all the time. I stopped because I got so sick of being cold and bullied by the California surfers.
You got bullied by the California?
Yes, they would bully my ass. Oh, I guess
especially
ass.
Like...
Pick on me all the time.
You go down to like the Venice area?
Yeah, wherever I was.
I mean, I've only surfed one time. But I do like being near the ocean or the water,
mm-hmm.
a lake or just anything.
Yeah. Like not my Nintendo.
Yeah. Like not Nacimiento.
Yeah.
Nacimiento.
I don't know.
I think it's, everyone calls it Nacimiento, but it's Nacimiento.
Right. That's Rod, the Rod Lake. We went there once. That was really fun. I shit in there.
You shit in the lake?
Yeah.
It's almost empty now.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's at like 16% full.
What the hell happened?
No rain.
Like Blind Melon?
Yeah, like Blind Melon.
Yeah, one time we were swimming in there. All of us were having a blast. And I don't know if you remember this, but I swam about 20 feet away from everybody and I just took a shit. In the lake.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
That's cool.
Is Rod still obsessed with anal? That's from Freestyle Junk. Yeah, I'll answer for him. Yeah.
We don't really talk about it as much.
He can't shake that. He loves that stuff. He'll take it from wherever. He don't care. Yeah, he loves that stuff. The color brown, we don't wear it around Rod.
Yeah, I would recommend not wearing it around me.
Because he has to leave. If we podcast in the color brown, Rod has to leave and go to a meeting.
Mm-hmm. That's the main reason why we don't talk about it as much, because all the meetings I have to go to.
Because then Rod will have to go to a meeting.
Jack, I'm going to have to go to a meeting tonight.
Jack Cardozo Scooby-Doo. Love that name.
What's up?
You wake up one day in the year's 2005. What's the first thing you immediately do? I know what I would do. I would have sex with my girlfriend, who I was too afraid to have sex with, and she would cheat on me every 2 weeks. Because I wouldn't. I was too scared to fuck her, and she was like really pro at sex.
Uh-huh.
And we started dating, and I was so afraid of her because she was way more experienced than I was. I was like, nah, we're not doing that because I don't know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. You're a pro at this, so we're just not going to do it. And what would that would resolve in her cheating on me with some college guy every couple of weeks.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
Break my heart. We'd get back together.
Probably should have just broke up.
Nah, I'd just rather be miserable. That's probably the first thing I would do. That's it. Yeah. What about you, Rod?
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and buy some Bitcoin.
Did that exist in 2005?
I don't think so.
Rod is always thinking about money.
I'm trying to make that money so I don't have to work. And I think if I would have invested in Bitcoin in 2005, I'd have enough Bitcoin now.
When did Bitcoin really start? Like 2013?
Yeah, something like that.
Because me and Clay, we were working together in 2013, and some of our coworkers bought Bitcoin. And then like 3 months later, they all had like 10 grand, and they sold it.
Mm-hmm.
But if they would have just kept it, they'd be a pogorgionaire.
Yeah.
Damn.
Be disgusting.
Yeah. Sanjar Weiss, sorry if I'm saying that wrong. Are you ever going to do another live podcast? Yeah, I think so. It's just
hopefully one day.
It's been weird.
We haven't been able to do anything.
I'm a stand-up comedian. That's how I make used to make a living that way, and I've done one show. And damn. So, as a podcast, you know, it's going to take some time.
As like the very low level podcast that we are.
Yeah, it's a podcast with not a ton of listeners.
We could maybe do like a small show in LA.
Yeah.
Maybe at the end of this year.
Yeah.
If venues are open.
Yeah. Let's hope. Fingers crossed. If that happens, we'll absolutely do it.
Yeah.
Replace Clay. A Snort C. Bortson says replace Clay with Spanky. Yeah, I wish. Spanky's in New York, so we can't.
Would Spanky do our podcast?
Probably. Well, maybe he would. I don't know. Sometimes, you know, I don't know. So I realize that some people, like, don't want people to know everything about them, and that's okay.
Well, our podcast is like a place where you can go and not talk about it.
Right. Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, when Christian's on, he's been on a couple times now.
Yeah.
He's a very serious singer-songwriter.
Right, but he's a...
He gets to goof off with us.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so is Steely Dan jazz music from Sweating? I don't know. I don't know anything about Steely Dan. I don't even know what songs they sing. Is that Are You Rolling in the East?
Yeah, that's Steely Dan.
That song's
that's
great.
Like their biggest song, I think.
That's not jazz.
No, I don't think they're jazz music.
No, that's... That's offensive.
They got some good. They got good crap though.
Definitely pop tinge though. Sweating.
Yeah, they do got that nice pop tinge.
Spinny, great name. Can't believe you got that name. What's the best Batmobile? Burton, Tim Burton Batmobiles.
Yeah. The Tim Burton one has the coolest look.
Yeah.
And it's just like the most iconic one. It actually looks like an interesting thing.
I was thinking about this recently. It's like everything becoming so realistic. People are obsessed with like taking things into their own hands. Like that's a lot of people's fantasy. It's like, oh, if the world fucking exploded, I could take shit into my own hands. Nobody's thinking about being Batman. Like, what if somebody was to take shit into their own hands and be like, I'm going to design a Batmobile that kind of looks like a bat and drive around. There's going to be a flame that pops out. When bad guys are around, it's going to turn into a roly-poly. That's different.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
It's very funny that it had like a big like jet engine on the back of it.
But instead it's like 5 foot tall guys with like a fucking crew cut who just like have a truck.
Yeah, truck guy.
We would feel differently about these kind of fellas if they like put a little bit more art, into art deco.
If they built themselves a Batmobile.
If they were a big Anton First fan, I think that's the guy who did all that stuff.
Oh.
Okay, Ryan Welsh, did you guys see the new Paul McCartney show? Who is that weird guy? He works at Hulu? I didn't see him. I didn't see that show. But he sounds like he sounds like a fucking asshole.
Paul McCartney has a show?
You know who that is?
Yeah.
What is he?
He's from Wings.
Oh, okay. He's a band guy. All right, well, that's cool. I relate to him then. But if he's just some normal guy who works at Hulu, I'm going to smack him in the Adam's apple.
Wait, he has a Hulu show?
I guess so. That's what this guy said. I'm an HBO guy. We've talked about this.
Yeah, I'm an HBO guy now, too.
All right. Dumbest injury you've ever got. Oh, I got a lot of stupid injuries. Do you remember the time I walked onto the stage at Power Violence and there was a screw or a nail sticking out of the edge of the stair and I didn't realize and it banged me in the shin and then I was doing a set. I was just doing stand up.
Oh, and you were bleeding. Yeah.
People stopped laughing and I was like, why are they laughing? And then I went to move my foot and I was standing in a puddle of blood. Buddy has a picture of it.
Wow.
But that's probably my dumbest injury. I didn't have any clue about that. What about you, Rod?
I think, so at South by Southwest, I think we've talked about this before, I sprained my ankle, and I think, thinking back on it, we did a show, and there was like 5 people there, but they set up like 5 rows of like folding chairs in the front, and nobody sat in them, so I decided to like walk along on top of them, and I think I fell at one of them, and I think that's probably when I sprained my ankle.
Worst place in the world to sprain your ankle.
Yeah,
when you have to walk 1,000 miles every day. That was funny. That was a crazy time. And Kyle Kinane would let us stay with him as long as we take him to Wendy's.
Yeah.
Because we had a car. Shout out to Kyle Kinane.
Absolutely. Kyle Kinane's one of the best.
Mortal Rod Bat? Question mark. What's that? Is that something we've said?
I think we did it when we were talking about Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, I wish there was a Mortal Rod Bat. All of Rod's evil personalities could fight themselves, and hopefully the nice one would win.
That would be nice. If my one nice personality could be the top one.
Yeah, because Rod has a ton of personalities, and they're all a bunch of assholes, except for the one.
Yeah, the one's pretty nice.
Rod, maybe the nice one would karate chop the mean ones in the Adam's apple.
Well, maybe if they're Zoomers.
Yeah. All right, Alaskan Tush again says, if Rod was a city in Alabama, which city would he be? Ooh, that's a really good question. Rod would be a peaceful city, relaxing place. I heard Evergreen, Alabama is supposed to be a nice new artist community, but I don't know how good the Wi-Fi is, which Rod definitely needs good Wi-Fi for his Twitch streams.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, I'm thinking Rod would be like kind of close to the water. He's either a Huntsville guy where the NASA people live, the rocket scientists.
Okay.
Or he's like full blown Fairhope.
What is Fairhope?
It's like on the bay. It's right near, it's really nice. It's like kind of rich people live there, but I'm sure it's affordable. You know, a lot of cool little shops.
Okay. So that's like, these are both places that are close to where you're from.
No, Huntsville is pretty far.
Really?
It's closer to like Tennessee.
Okay. But it's still close to the water?
No.
No.
Fairhope is closer.
Fairhope is. Okay.
That's on the bay. I think Rod would either be like a Fairhope guy, and really, to be honest, he's probably like a Orange Beach kid. Grew up in Orange Beach.
What are you? Is that you?
I grew up in Orange Beach, Gulf Shores, wherever. I'm all over the place. Birmingham.
Okay.
Yep. So that's it.
And Whit, of course, would be San Diego.
You think?
Yeah, I think so.
Because of Blink-182.
Blink-182. You got that surfer vibe.
Right. Okay. I wish I was a Bay Area guy, but I know that's not the truth.
No, you never.
Yeah. Secret Midnight Magic Show. Will you write me a haiku?
I'm not doing that.
Oh, I was going to say Rod will.
Okay. No, I'm not going to do it.
Secret Midnight Magic Show. Having fun in the snow. Have some burgers. Have some hot dog. Eat some food. And get some sleep. All right, there you go.
All right, I wasn't counting, but I think that's a haiku.
It's 575 or something?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, that was it. All right, Mars Volta 420. Great name. can Clay tray flip? He probably could if he spent like a day trying to do it. He's more naturally talented at that kind of stuff. Callan Graham asks, should I start working out and get beefed? Yes, because there's a chance you could win $5 that Rod or Clay will win in December.
I'm not exactly sure how we're determining that, but one of the chatters, I mean, one of the artists will win $5.
Yeah. So absolutely do it. Connor Kinsman said, I watched Dim Valley. Really great. Enjoyed it. What are Rod's goals and aspirations? Thank you for that. And then, Rod, what do you think?
I mean, I guess I kind of like what I've been doing recently. I think I'm going in the right direction with stuff. And
Keep twitching and
keep podcasting.
Those chatters and happy.
Hoping that like it keeps like growing.
Keep growing the artists.
Keep growing the artists. Keep growing the chatters.
And keep growing the chatters. I think that's great. And then soon you'll be able to quit your job and become a professional gambler.
That is one of my goals.
I just watched Affleck Rounders. Rich. Oh, yeah. I love that tweet. Every poker movie is good or something.
It's like one of the best types of movie.
Yeah.
Poker movie.
If you become Ben Affleck rich and successful, what are you opening up?
Oh, I got to open up. Should I open a restaurant?
Something. Some sort of chain thing.
Oh, I don't. I really.
Well, we don't have to decide now. We save it for the next podcast. Okay. What is your dream? Brady Zipoffs. What is your dream haircut / color situation for Clay to have? I like it when Clay has a funny color hair. Clay just has like the best hair.
Clay does like have really good hair.
Very thick and very straight. And he can kind of do anything he wants with his hair and it looks cool.
I kind of like it when he does like, remember he did like a pop punk thing where when he dyed his hair blue.
Yeah, that's what I like that. He looked like he was in Newfound Glory.
Yeah, that's great.
He did that for Halloween. He was like a Newfound Glory band member.
Yeah, he looks great like that.
Yeah, that's
it's like a natural fit for him.
Yeah. What is Clay scared of? Vampires, ghouls? This is from Gibbon My Level. Clay's scared of like leaving his cat alone, I guess.
That's probably one of his biggest fears.
Yeah, probably just like stuff involving like being away from his house.
Yeah. He has a lot of fears that revolve him like not being able to leave his apartment.
Yeah. He's scared of that kind of bullshit. Stuff I don't give a fuck about. I think
Whitney's going to cook tonight, so I can't.
So I'm scared of doing something 10 hours before that. When me and Clay and our other buddy Jeremy used to live downtown, we'd be like, it'd be like 11 a.m. We'd be like, let's go skate. And Clay would text back, oh, I have to work at 6.
Yeah, so he's got a lot of sitting around to do.
I think his fears revolve around like anxiety that he will not be able to make it be available for something that's boring.
Yeah, he
or available to relax. I mean, my theory is that Clay got a cat, so he would have an obvious excuse.
Yeah, I gotta go feed the cat.
Yeah,
hey, Clay, we know a robot feeds your cat.
Right, we know. We hear the machine every time we're there. Does Clay really like burger? Yeah, he loves burger. But to be honest, I think he's more of a hot dog guy.
I mean, hot dog is like a rarer treat. I think you don't get a hot dog as much anywhere. Cause you get a burger anywhere in the city.
Yeah,
hot dog. I don't even know.
Yeah, that's true. More hot. If I had a Hooters, we'd do hot dogs. We'd absolutely do hot dogs. Yeah, and they'd be straight from the grill, and there would be a guy, full blown owl costume, man.
He just does the hot dogs.
He'd be handling that grill, mm-hmm. and people would love this guy.
Yeah.
No, you know what? There'd be the hottest girl or guy you've ever seen. The hottest person.
Mm-hmm.
You've ever seen in your life, okay. In the skimpiest clothing.
Pamela Anderson is there.
That's Rod's personal and mine, obviously, because I'm married to her. And then a guy in an owl costume. And they would be handling that grill.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be laughing at stuff.
And the grill's right out front.
And you'd get pics with them.
Yeah.
And they'd be making dogs, dude. Oh my God, that's just giving me chills thinking about how... This would be odd. This is why I have to become super successful.
Yeah.
Thoughts, Roslyn? Thoughts on Roslindenberger? Roslindenberger. Gotcha. Thoughts on Oscar Mayer Wienermobile? It's great.
Yeah, it's really fun. Sometimes you just see it randomly and you're having a great time.
Yeah. Brynlinson. Brynny, listen. Yuck, suck, fuck, Homer Simpson, Joker, the critic. Probably yuck, Homer Simpson. Suck, the critic, because he's like, he probably is kind of sad and deserves it.
He needs a suck.
And then fuck the Joker. I'll let him hand it whichever way he wants me.
Yeah, let's go, Joker.
What do you think, Rod?
I think you hit the nail on the head. I think it's perfect.
Yeah. Okay.
Because Homer's married. So yuck to that.
Yeah. S. Rions 92. Boxers or briefs? It really depends where I'm at with my body. But I would say, you know, like boxers if I'm kind of not feeling myself, and briefs if I'm feeling myself. Which is kind of pretty rare.
I always do boxer briefs.
Oh, right. Boxer briefs mostly. But briefs if like when I one time got in really good shape, I was a briefs guy.
Oh wow!
Because
I don't think I've ever been in that good of shape.
It was awesome.
Remember like loose boxers? I don't know if you still wear these. Like, oh yeah, loose boxers that you'd get as. I think I only wore them when I was like 12 years old.
Mm-hmm. Never. It was an uncomfortable period of time. What was with that?
Yeah.
Is that still? They still make that?
I think that they must. Right.
The fuck.
How long have you been doing this?
You know, we'll finish up these questions.
Okay.
Kavutsky or Alex Kavutsky asks, I saw Rod this morning on Hyperion and Rowena. ?
I was walking to work.
You were walking?
Yeah.
Rod.
That's my trying to get you exercise. You should have been
skipping at least.
Skipping?
Yes,
it's
effective and fun way to get in shape.
You gotta go up the hill, though. It's like really.
Imagine skipping up that hill. Skipping up that hill.
That would be kind of fun, I think.
Make a deal with God.
What is that?
Kate Bush. Skipping up that hill. All right, rank all the Olympic sports. Fart, shit, poop.
Top three. Skateboard. Surf.
No, my favorite is that it's just like the dudes who don't have to work out at all and just get to shoot a gun at
gun guys. Pretty fun.
I like those guys.
Yeah, the 10 meter gun.
Do they even have to drug test those guys? They're like, yeah, we don't care about these. Nobody's watching this bullshit.
I kind of like all that shit
though. Okay, all right, well, Rod's watching it. Thanks, Alan Kazan. Buddy Diaz, why will run the keys if Clay is gone? Who will run the keys if Clay is gone?
Well, then
he corrected himself. I don't know how to do the keys and with two mics, so nobody. Bud's not going to listen to this.
Do you think? I don't know if Bud listens to the podcast.
No, I don't think so. So nobody. Okay. Least favorite movie you've ever reviewed on the pod. You gotta subscribe to the Patreon and you'll find out.
I wonder what it is.
I don't know. To be honest, we usually only talk about movies that are so stupid that it doesn't matter, or movies that we like.
We actually really do love.
Yeah. Where do you see yourselves in a week? I'll be in New York City, the city of dreams.
What day is it today?
Today is the 27th, I believe.
I'm going to go visit my mom. So I might be at my mom's house.
Yeah, but I'll be in the West Village picking up a bagel.
Well, that sounds nice.
Or I'll, having a hot slice.
New York bagel.
Meanwhile, Rod will be with his mom having a delicious bone-in, T-bone ribeye.
Ribeye steak dinner, yeah.
Santa Maria style.
Santa Maria style ribeye steak dinner.
Yep. And then Drew, that was from Martying Around. Drew Hance, Whit, what was it like? What is it like hanging out with the Warble guys? Well, I love those guys. They're just kind guys, and I love them.
Who are these guys?
They're a skate crew, team. Okay. Warble. Watch all their skate videos. WORBLE.
And you're friends with all these guys now?
Some of them, and I love those guys. I absolutely love those guys, and I'm a big fan of their videos. And the guy who does the music, the two people, Sarah and Andy, they're in a group called Cobra Man. They do the music. Those are the pals, and they just absolutely rock. And that's all for now. I think there's other ones coming in, but something's wrong with my phone. I can't see him. But that's been this podcast without Clay, because he's a fucking asshole. His hand's stuck
in the damn toilet. He puts it so far in there.
He tries to save the shit, but the shit has been flushed. Because Clay, he doesn't understand how toilets work.
Yeah, so sometimes he'll flush before he gets up, and mm-hmm. then he flushes, he gets up, he looks at it, he's like, oh, it's a good one!
Mm-hmm.
And he sticks his hand right down there.
Mm-hmm. And so, oop, my phone's dinging right now. Yep, the jaws of life are there, and they find him. That's crazy, they find Clay $3,000.
Damn.
Maybe he won't do it again. All right, thanks for listening, everybody, and... see you around. Be cool.
See you guys. Bye.